Hello, and welcome to Bottleship with our friends the Jifflings. If you enjoy the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. And stay tuned to the end of the show when the Jifflings will read out some of your reviews. And now it's time for today's episode, The Giraffe's Pencil, made especially for our friends Gracelyn in Ottawa, Canada, and for L Bell Reviews in the United States of America. In your world, things are important. But what about the things that aren't important anymore? Well, sometimes those things end up here in the magical land of Dilstonia, where the Jifflings live on their little Jiffling ship. They find these things that we throw away and fish them out of their sea so they can recycle them and put them to good use once again. And here they are now, ready to work. Eccentric young pumpkin.
Ooh, I'm ever so excited.
The hedge, who was a very lazy Jiffling.
Like, hey man, is it time for bed yet?
Miss Katie, who loves fixing things and dressy up. Sometimes I like both together. Albert, the ship's gardener.
Hey, who's been into me cabbage patch like?
And Friedeline, a very sensible Jiffling who looks after everybody on the ship.
Yeah, that is correct. Oh.
Today on the ship, the Jifflings are having a grand old time playing lovely, fun garden games.
Oh.
They played Miss Katie's game of Twirly Whirlies, which made everyone feel quite dizzy.
Oh.
And now they're playing Pumpkin's game, Limbo. Limbo is where you have to lean all the way back and then shimmy under a pole, which gets lower and lower. It's very exciting. And now it's the final, with only Hedge and Young Pumpkin left.
Woo! This is very low. I don't know if I can lean that far back.
Young Pumpkin leaned back as far as he could go and tried to walk underneath the pole. But he was leaning just too far back and...
The kleiner pumpkin has fallen right onto his bottom. Aye, so now Hedge might win.
Hedge stepped up and stretched. Then he bent his little Jiffling knees and leaned back as far as he could go.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow, Hedge limboed right under the pole and he's won the game. Well done, Hedge.
You are very good at limbo, aren't you, Hedge?
Leaning back is almost like going to bed. And I'm like, very good at that, man.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Everyone gave Hedge a big round of applause. And then it was Albert's turn to pick a game.
Hey, let's do long jump. We can use my empty flower beds to hop, skip and jump right into. And we can play in pairs, so we can cheer each other on.
Yay!
Yeah.
That sounds like great fun and a very friendly way to go about things. So everyone teamed up with the Jiff next to them. Albert was paired with Friedeline and Hedge with Miss Katie.
Yay.
And Young Pumpkin with... Oh no, there's no Jiff left to partner with Pumpkin.
He like needs a Jiffling jump friend, man.
Oh, it's not a bother, Hedge. I'll just pair up with my good friend, Jeffrey the Mouse.
Everyone thought this was a lots of fun idea.
Right.
Well, almost everyone.
Nine, Pumpkin. Jeffrey cannot be your Jiffling pair. He is not your friend. He is our pet. Oh no, Friedeline. Jeffrey simply is my friend. We play together all the time, and he's always happy to see me. No, no, no. Jifflings cannot be friends with the mice. That is just too silly. Even if Jeffrey is the very good mouse pet.
Listen, Jiffs, you'll have to wait to play your long jump game now, because that sound means an object that was lost or thrown away on Earth has been caught in your net. So you'll all need to work quickly to heave the object in. The object fell onto deck with a clickety-clack. It was long and thin and wooden with a point at one end. Whatever could it be, Jiffs?
Well, I think that's a big garden roller.
for rolling the soil flat in my flower beds.
Like, no, man. That is a big log seat that we can all sit on whenever we have our jiffling barbecues.
Then Miss Katie stepped forward, for she knew just what the object was today. She scurried up onto the story seat, and then she began her tale. This is the giraffe's pencil, and my old handyman, Arthur Windows, told me all about it. Once, in the Sahara Desert, there was a very tall giraffe called Kwame. He had long, spindly legs and an even longer neck, and he was very proud of just how tall he was. In fact, Kwame couldn't wait to get even taller, like his other giraffe friends. So each month, he would measure his height against his favourite tree and mark it with his special pencil.
Cool! 12,000 giraffe meters tall today! Hooray!
And then he would run off to play with all the other tall giraffes. But one day, when Kwame was at his measuring tree, he heard a rustling noise. He pushed back the leaves, and there was a tiny little lizard sitting in the branches.
Hello, I'm Susan Lizard. Oh, this is exciting!
Cure!
Said Kwame, who had never seen a creature quite so small before.
How come you're so excited?
Because today is measuring day! I can't wait to see how tall you've grown! It's very, very impressive!
Oh, yeah?
Said Kwame, standing proudly to attention.
Well, if you think I'm tall, you should see some of the other giraffes. Ha, they're even taller! Hey, why don't you come and meet them?
So Kwame led Susan through the desert, and on the way, they talked and laughed, and Kwame found that he liked Susan very much. Then they reached a clearing where all the other giraffes were.
Hey, everybody! This is my new friend Susan, the lizard. Come and say hello.
So all the giraffes gathered around and peered down at the ground. Then Gabriel, who was the very tallest giraffe of all, shook his head.
Oh, but there's no one there, Kwame.
Yoo-hoo! Here I am. Down. Further down. Right down.
Oh, good grief. I thought you were a scaly pebble. Well, I'm sure you're lovely, but we giraffes can't be friends with a teeny tiny shorty shortster like you. How could you possibly play our giraffe games, like looking over tall things, or volleyball? You'd have to grow at least 940,000 giraffe meters first.
Oh,
said Susan sadly, and she turned to walk away. But when Kwame saw how upset his new friend felt, he began to feel a little bit upset himself.
Well, I don't care if Susan isn't tall like us. She's still my friend,
said Kwame. And he frumpled down in a big heap on the floor next to Susan, where he didn't seem quite so tall anymore. Then, as the other giraffes watched, Kwame and Susan began talking and laughing and having a great time. And soon, the other giraffes wanted to join in too. So they all frumpled down as well, and everyone had a great big little giggle. Then, later, as they all wandered home, Kwame threw away his marking pencil, because now he thought that being tall wasn't so important after all, compared to making a new friend.
Aye, and now the pencil is here, so we must reuse it.
Absolutely, Albert. And it is a terribly useful thing indeed.
Ooh, why don't we use it as a log flume that we can sit on and slide down into the sea?
Well, that sounds like lots of fun, Pumpkin. But then Friedeline stepped forward, smiling, holding Geoffrey in her little jiffling paws.
Why don't we push the pencil into the ground to mark how far each jiffling pair has long jumped? And we can start with the young pumpkin, who will partner with everyone's very special friend, Geoffrey the Mouse.
Yay!
Yay!
Aye!
Ah, Friedeline, what a spectacular thought. Everyone looks really pleased. So each jiff and Geoffrey had a wonderful afternoon, skipping, hopping and jumping as far as they could. and everyone was very happy to see Geoffrey having such a great time too. And after all that leaping and bounding, everyone soon found they felt a tad sleepy. So it was time to pop on their nightcaps. And then it was time for bed. Good night, young pumpkin.
Good night.
Good night, Albert.
I'll see you in the morning, Lake.
Good night, Friedelein.
And it is a good night. Yeah.
Good night, Miss Katie. Night, night. Good night, Hedge. Hedge? Oh, I think the hedge is asleep already. And goodbye to you too, wherever you are. Maybe next time you see a thing that you might throw away, you'll stop and see if you can use it again, just like our friends the Gifflings. And maybe the thing you use again will have a story to tell too. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to Bottleship. For all the parents listening, if you'd like to, you can donate to the show at patreon.com/bottleship. And as a thank you, we'll send your child a personalised audio message from the Gifflings. And for all the children listening, if you enjoyed the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. We've had some lovely reviews this week, haven't we, Gifflings? Yes, that's right, like this one from America. It says, "Hi, my name is Mariana, and I live in Maryland, USA. My favourite GIF is Miss Katie and Hedge and Friedelein. I love story time and your podcast. Thank you for reading my review."
Well, thank you, Mariana. That is a very special review.
Like, totally, man. And we have this one from Canada. It says, "You are the best. I learn from you. My favorite Gifling is Hedge because he is so lazy. My name is Leanne and I'm 8 years old."
Thank you very much, Leanne. That's very nice. Aye. And thank you to everyone who left us a review or sent us an email, like Naveen and Nirav in California
and Olive in America.
And also Harriet, who sent us a lovely idea for an episode about a unicorn horn.
Thank you ever so much to everyone who got in touch. We really love to hear from you all.
That's right. And if you'd like to send us an email, please send it to thegiflings@gmail.com. Also, if you like listening to stories, why not check out our sister podcast, Storytime, for children of all ages. Thanks again, and we'll bring you more exciting adventures with our friends the Gifflings very soon. Goodbye.